Taylor Swift, Willow. It's Thursday on Damon and Molly. Thanks to Harvey Norman, Dutton Road, Mount Barker. And we are right in the heart of National Volunteer Week. It's a fantastic celebration of volunteers right around our nation. Now, there are so many important community groups that volunteers contribute to, but one that we love especially is the CFS. We've got someone that volunteers for them in Bridgewater, Sachi Real. Good morning, Sachi.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Thank you so much for coming on the show, Sachi. We've dragged you in here because we know you. You're a friend of the show.
Yeah, I know both of you personally. Big fan of the show, big fan of you guys.
We will reveal that you are the long-term partner of one of the most delightful people we know in Jenny Lindman. Would you also put her in that category?
Yeah, she's pretty good.
Oh, that's nice.
Now, we know that you are a volunteer in Bridgewater for the CFS. What inspired you to become involved?
Yeah, great question. I was born in Bridgewater. I grew up in the hills, and living in the hills means that you live with bushfire. Mm-hmm. And moved back into the hills in late 2019. That was not long before most of the country, it seems, caught a light. There are a number of very significant fires in South Australia, one of which started close by our new house. So got me thinking about what I could do to help and decided to join the CFS.
Pretty shockingly, one of your first fires that you attended was the Cherry Gardens bushfire. What was that like, Sachi?
It was kind of like taking a little kid who's learning how to swim and throwing him straight into the deep end.
Yeah.
yeah, it was pretty intense. I'd had a little bit of training. But no, I don't think anything really prepares you to see a full-scale bushfire burning out of control. So, yeah, a few more grey hairs after that, but good experience.
I think what is particularly inspiring is in these situations, you know, as you said, you're a Bridgewater kid, you know, you're defending your own backyard, and a lot of these people are in a situation where their homes, their own communities are under threat, and instead of bailing out and working on saving their own stuff, they're out there trying to help the community. Is there a real strength of spirit amongst those that you volunteer with?
Absolutely, yeah. They're some of the most genuine, interesting, down-to-earth people that you'll meet. You know, 99% of them aren't getting paid, but they're doing it out of, I guess, a love and respect for their community. Yeah. And it goes hand-in-hand working with the CFS and protecting your whole community from bushfire then obviously has, you know, benefits for you and people you love yourself.
Yeah, of course. Can you talk to us about the skills that you've learnt from volunteering? I'd imagine being a part of the CFS in particular, there'd be a lot of those.
Yeah, definitely. Geez, where do I start? They teach you all of the basics of firefighting, so things that you might find useful in everyday life, like how to use a fire extinguisher, how to use a fire blanket, all the way up to more complex equipment and facilities and things that firefighters use. It's obviously helpful in fighting fires, but also just helpful in everyday life.
Of course.
I learned a lot of like interesting tools and little techniques and tricks that you can use elsewhere in your life, and there are a lot of opportunities to do specialist training and upskill and treat it as a career, if you like, even though you're a volunteer, build your skills over time and become better at what you do.
Yeah, it's brilliant. We're speaking to Sachi Real, celebrating National Volunteer Week. He is a CFS volunteer in the Bridgewater Brigade. Sachi, a lot of people might be wondering, like, what hurdles do I need to jump over if I do want to join the CFS and volunteer? Now, of course, there's the training. Is there anything else that you can remember having to do at the time?
Yeah, I mean, for me personally, the main issue was that every man and his dog was trying to join the CFS at the time.
It's a good problem to have.
Yeah. So they had a huge backlog and it took ages to get in. So my advice to anyone thinking about it is start now, because there may be a delay for you. You've got to go down and talk to your brigade of choice, which is normally closest to you. Mm-hmm. You've got to get approval normally from the brigade captain, sometimes from a committee, for them to actually want you to join.
Yep.
Cool, okay.
And then you've got to pass a police check as well. So they're the hurdles, I guess.
So I don't want to sound dumb here, Sarchi, but are you saying that you literally just head straight to your local brigade and say, hey, this is who I am, do you guys have any volunteering positions at the moment? Is it that easy?
That doesn't sound dumb at all.
Is that what he means?
That's how I did it. So, cool. Yeah, there's a couple of... I don't know what, like, technically what the official way of doing it is. Mm-hmm. You can go on to the CFS website, there's heaps of info on there. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, the way I did it, we just went down to the station on a Monday night when the brigade trains, asked to speak to the captain, who's the boss man, just told him what I wanted to do and then got the ball rolling from there.
Beautiful. Well, I suppose there's no excuses, knowing that it is simply just rocking up and presenting yourself and saying, hey.
Pretty much.
It's so cool to talk to you, Sarchi, and, you know, yourself and all of the volunteers that we have here in South Australia just do such an amazing job. And, we really thank you for coming on today and, you know, spreading the good word.
No worries. Appreciate it.
That website, if you wanted more information, cfs.sa.gov.au/volunteer. Just one of the many places you can volunteer this week. Sarchi Real, thank you so much.
No worries, guys. Thanks for the call.